Well, if people hear Petra Van Aus and guitarist Andy Brown at one of their dozens of monthly gigs around town, they might say, wow, they really make a great pair. And indeed they do, musically and otherwise. The two were high school sweethearts who've been married for 15 years. Now, back in the day, Petra was into musical theater and Andy was a blues guy. But they caught the jazz bug, sat at the feet of the music's elder statesman for years and just soaked it all in. And now they're here to play for us. They do have a show tonight at 27 Live in Evanston. It's part of the Whiskey Lounge series. And as I said, they're here for us this morning. So welcome. And how about we hear a tune?
Sounds good. Gray skies are gonna clear up. Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Wipe off the full of doubt look and slap on a happy grin. Spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face.
Petra Van Aus and Andy Brown. Andy Brown with a beautiful, hollow body guitar?
That is correct. It's an old Gibson guitar from the 60s.
Wow. Okay. I mentioned that you two were high school sweethearts. Petra, how did you meet? What was your first impression of Andy?
Uh-oh.
I saw him in American history class, and I wasn't paying very much attention to the class anyway, I have to admit.
That makes two of us, actually.
So, he was the new boy. It was a performing arts high school, and Andy was the fresh meat in town. So he had moved from upstate New York. So I spotted him across the room, and it was just like that song, "Some Enchanted Evening." Across a crowded room, I spotted him, and I just liked him right away. I felt that we knew each other. It was bizarre.
Okay, so Andy, you were both going to this high school where the focus was on performing arts. After you two, I guess, started dating, when was it that you both decided, hey, let's make music together, literally?
Well, you know, we'd been doing music our whole lives, and like you mentioned, Petra was doing a lot of dance and a lot of theater, and I was doing pretty much blues guitar. And we both fell in love with jazz around the same age, you know, a little bit late to be professional jazz musicians. Neither one of us really got into it till we were about 20, 21 years old. And at that point, we kind of came to it at the same time. We were listening to a lot of singers, you know, a lot of the greats, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Billie Holiday. And maybe I got into it first, you know, started bringing those records home, and Petra started hearing it. And we both just fell in love at the same time with the music.
Have you do you always perform as just a duo, guitar and voice?
Actually, no. We both work together, and then sometimes we augment our group with upright bass or drums or horns, and then we also work separately. Andy plays a lot of solo guitar, and also he has his own quartet group that plays at Andy's Jazz Club every Wednesday. So we kind of mix it up, which is good because we really, like you said earlier in your intro, you know, we've learned so much from working with established people and a lot of older musicians. So we like to surround ourselves with people that have had experiences, and then we can learn from them. So working with others is the best way to do that. You can only do it by actually doing it. You can't do it just by talking about it. You have to be on the gig.
Mm-hmm. But what is it you think, Andy, that you like so much about this particular setting?
Well, that's, you know, there's a lot of answers to that, but mostly, I mean, Patra's just a fantastic singer, and she does it the right way. I mean, there's not a lot of frills or not a lot of things that are distracting to the song. You know, she knows how to communicate the song, and she sings it with a beautiful sound and delivers the message of the song, and I'm free to sort of be the orchestra. You know, in my fantasy mm-hmm. mind, it's, you know, I'm Nelson Riddle or somebody like that, you know, putting the orchestration. And the way she sings really helps me to do that.
That is Andy Brown. He is on guitar. Petra Van Aus, she is the vocalist. They play tonight at 27 Live in Evanston. It's part of their Live at the Whiskey Lounge series. As I mentioned, they're workhorses. We'll talk a little bit about that. But can we hear another song?
Sure.
What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear The Shadow of Your Smile, which is an absolutely lush and gorgeous tune written by Johnny Mandel from the movie The Sandpiper. We're actually into a lot of not just old music, but old movies. So
nice.
This is an Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton flick, one of our very favorites, a very romantic movie. And this song kind of filters throughout the movie. The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are to me. Our wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips.
Very nice. Petra Van Aus and Andy Brown, again, they're playing tomorrow night. Make that tonight. 27 Live in Evanston. That's at 1012 Church Street in Evanston. It's part of the Live at the Whiskey Lounge series. They do have a gig tomorrow, a couple of gigs on Sunday. You guys just really love being out there and playing.
It's true. We just, that's all we know how to do. That's how we pay the mortgage and feed our cats. So, you know, it's great to be working. Chicago is a great town for music.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why we moved here, and it's been very good to us. And you know, pretty much we'll work anywhere. So,
you know, Andy mentioned some of the vocalists that you were listening to, Petra, and listening to Andy play guitar. I mean, so many guitarists came to mind: Barney Kessel, Wes Montgomery, Sal Salvador. And you had mentioned that you played with older musicians. When it comes to guitarists, who do you look to?
I think you look to a few people, Andy, who have unfortunately passed away. Andy was really influenced by a wonderful guitarist in Cincinnati, where we're from, Kenny Poole, kind of an unsung hero of the jazz guitar. Those in the know, other jazz guitarists know about Kenny, but he was just a local guy in Cincinnati, never really wanted to seek fame and fortune, but was kind of Andy's main mentor and inspiration. And mine, too. It was because of Kenny that I got into singing.
Really?
He was sort of our guru, actually.
I listed all these gigs. You said you love working. When you're not playing, are you always, I guess, listening, searching out new material, maybe different styles of jazz that you might want to incorporate?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a constant thing. I mean, it's a lifelong thing, as it is with anything that you're real serious about. So, I mean, we're listening, you know, we're collecting old videos and, of course, scouring YouTube and, you know, just constantly searching out songs, material, influences, new chord voicings, I mean, all that good stuff. And sometimes we also don't do music. We just try to see a movie or something.
Play with the cats.
Play with the cats,
yes.
You know, once a day at least. And we did see Whiplash. You were talking about that. So there's a lot of movies about jazz out right now.
Yeah.
Can give you our jazz-oriented review when we're off the air.
So when it comes to seeking out new music, the last tune that you just played sort of reminded me of Stan Getz and his Brazilian influenced years. Do you guys ever dabble in that genre?
Yeah, we love to dabble in it.
Mm-hmm. Especially, I think Andy especially really loves the Brazilian guitar. Well, who doesn't? So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, neither one of us are too fluent in Portuguese, so that cuts down on it a little bit. But, we try to find the ones with the great English lyrics and do our versions of those.
I want to thank you so much for stopping by on this cold morning and playing for us. And if you want to see them play, you can check them out tonight, 27 Live in Evanston. It's part of the Live at the Whiskey Lounge series. We're going to hear one more tune to take us out of the morning shift. I'll be off a couple of days. Jason Mark will be sitting in tomorrow and Monday. He's our director today. Camille Smith, our intern. Carrie Shepherd, our senior producer. And Colin Ashmead Bobbitt is our engineer. So thanks again for coming in. And what are we going to hear going out?
We're going to hear an old Bing Crosby tune, I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams.
All righty. Don't we all?
Yes.
I'm no millionaire, but I'm not the type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. And it's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. I wouldn't trade the wealth on Wall Street for a path where nature trots, and I calculate I'm worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. Pocket full of dreams. wouldn't trade the wealth on Wall Street for a path where nature tries. And I calculate I'm worth my weight in gold and rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket, I've got a pocket, I have got a pocket full of dreams.
WBEZ is supported by Northwestern University's Center for Talent Development. CTD offers unique enrichment and credit-bearing programs